Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, third canon, chapter 2, text 10. There's no verse on the board here. Deva Shamaya Shrista Ye Chanya Rasarasita Brahmyate Dinata Vakya Atman Yuktatmanohara Deva Shamaya Shrista Ye Chanya Rasarasita Pramyate dhirnatad vatya Atman yuttatmano haro Devasya mayaya sprishta Yechanya dasarashvita Pramyate dhirnatad vatya Atman yuttatmano haro Devasya
Of the personality of God.
Maya.
Maya.
By the influence.
By the influence.
External
influence.
Sprishta.
Sprishta.
Infected.
Infected.
Ye.
Ye.
All those.
All those.
Cha.
Cha.
And.
And.
Anya.
Anya.
Others.
Others.
Asa.
Asa.
Illusory.
Illusory.
Ashrita.
Ashrita.
Being taken to.
Being taken to.
Brahmyate.
Brahmyate.
Bewildered.
Bewildered.
D.
D.
Intelligence.
Intelligence.
Na.
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 Tat.
Of them.
Of them.
Vakyai.
Vakyai.
By those words.
By those words.
Atmani.
Atmani.
In the Supreme Self.
In the Supreme Self.
Ukta Atmana.
Ukta Atmana.
Surrendered souls.
Surrendered souls.
Hello.
Hello.
Unto the Lord.
Unto the Lord.
Under no circumstances can the words of persons bewildered by the illusory energy of the Lord deviate the intelligence of those who are completely surrendered souls. Purport. Lord Sri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, according to all the evidence of the Vedas. He is accepted by all Acharyas, including Sri Prabhupada. But when he was present in the world, different classes of men accepted him differently, and therefore their calculations of the Lord were also different. Generally, persons who had faith in the revealed scriptures accepted the Lord as he is, and all of them merged into great bereavement when the Lord disappeared from the world. In the first canto, we have already discussed the lamentation of Arjuna and Yudhishthira, to whom the disappearance of Lord Krishna was almost intolerable up to the end of their lives. The Yadavas were only partially cognizant of the Lord, but they are also glorious because they have the opportunity to associate with the Lord, who acted as the head of their family. And they also rendered the Lord intimate service. The Yadavas and other devotees of the Lord are different from those who wrongly calculate to be an ordinary human personality. Such persons are certainly bewildered by the Rishi energy. They are hellish and are envious of the Supreme Lord. The illusory energy acts very powerfully on them, because in spite of their elevated mundane education, such persons are faithless and are affected by the mentality of atheism. They are always very eager to establish that Lord Krishna was an ordinary man who was killed by a hunter due to his many impious acts and plotting to kill the sons of Dhritarashtra and Jarasandha, the demoniac kings of the earth. Such persons have no faith in the statement of the Bhagavad Gita that the Lord is unaffected by the reactions of work. Namam karmani limpanti. According to the atheistic point of view, Lord Krishna's family, the Yadu dynasty, was vanquished due to being cursed by the Brahmanas for the sins committed by Krishna in killing the sons of Dhritarashtra, etc. All these blasphemies do not touch the heart of the devotees of the Lord, because they know perfectly well what is what Their intelligence regarding the Lord is never disturbed. But those who are disturbed by the statements of the Asuras are also condemned. This is what Uddhava meant in this verse. Translation again. Under no circumstances can the words of persons bewildered by the illusionary of the Lord deviate the intelligence of those who are completely surrendered souls. Om again, Chilavanta Syakya, Anjana Shilaka, Chakshana, Tami, Tasmai Shri. Jai Shri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Adiveda, Radha, Shri Matsari, Guru, Vakalinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Part of advancing in Krishna consciousness means to know how to fortify yourself, to protect yourself against the attacks of the material energy. One has to be realistic about living in the material world. We need to understand that there will be challenges to your Krishna consciousness. Challenges from mundane sense enjoyers, challenges from atheistic scientists. Therefore, a devotee should think how to keep his consciousness healthy, understanding the nature of living in the material world is a challenge. By regularly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, you develop your intelligence philosophically in Bhagavad Dharma, the science of the Supreme Lord, and you become protected against the attacks of atheists and materialists. By regularly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, you're vaccinated. The Bhagavatam is fortifying to your intelligence and pleasing to your heart. There's a taste to hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. We should not expect that living in this material world will be without impediments and reversals. This world is a difficult place, but people have forgotten, or they don't see the difficulties of this place because of their attachment to sex life, which makes the materialistic struggle seem worthwhile. Therefore, as Srila Prabhupada writes in Bhagavad Gita, sex desire is the invisible bars on the prison of the material world. People imprison themselves in that because of their own lusty desires. They're subject to oppression by the three modes of material nature. Such persons always talk about this and that. So many theories, so many conceptions, so many ideas. But as Uddhava states here, under no circumstances can the words of persons bewildered by the loose energy of the Lord deviate the intelligence of those who are completely surrendered souls. We want to take shelter of Krishna with knowledge and experience. A devotee needs to know how to take shelter, how to nourish your spiritual life. As we said before, I'm very happy that some of you are going to the Holy Dham in order to recharge your spiritual batteries. You'll find that if you dedicate your life to pleasing Lord Chaitanya, there's always ample opportunity for you to recharge your batteries, your spiritual batteries. Somehow or other, there's always some opportunity. Sometimes preaching life is a challenge. There are difficulties, austerities. Sometimes the materialists try to snuff out the preaching. But for the devotee, Lord Chaitanya is always there to keep you rejuvenated, keep you full of energy. So we we shouldn't be afraid of expending ourselves in Krishna's service. First, we should know how to replenish ourselves, and then we should not be afraid to expend ourselves. Just like when you eat food, you know how to take the proper amount, I hope, and and you're not afraid to go out and be active because you know the next meal will be coming and I'll replenish my energy. So the same thing with your spiritual life. Don't be afraid to go out and preach and exert yourself mightily when you know the next meal is coming. We have to be aware of both sides of Krishna consciousness. The exertion, the expenditure of energy, and the nourishment and rejuvenation. To be aware of both of those things. And once we have a good overview of both those things, then we won't be so paranoid. Maybe I'm giving Krishna too much, maybe I'm working hard too much for Krishna. You just need an overview and familiarity with the methods of expending your energies and replenishing your energies. Once you start to become experienced in that way, then you can be said to have found your legs in Krishna consciousness, because you're not just going from one extreme to another blindly, absorbing yourself in a marathon, not aware of how to replenish yourself, or taking very good care of yourself in some respects in Krishna consciousness, but not knowing how to expend yourself. We need to understand both sides, and then we can put the demon of selfishness that harasses us, put that demon to rest. Selfishness and impersonalism are very close together. It's just me. I don't care about anyone else. I just want for me. I don't want to give too much. But a devotee of Krishna wants to give everything for Krishna's service. But Krishna wants us to give to him in a proper way. Bhakti yoga is a great science and art of how to give to Krishna. As you're preparing, most of you could go to Vrindavan. More and more you should be meditating on Akura's arrival in Vrindavan. How you're going to be using that time for increasing your hearing and chanting, attachment for the holy name, washing off any contaminations that you've picked up while preaching after doing the second time. And as I've explained to you before, it's nice to arrive in Vrindavan feeling totally depleted and then feel the Dham replenishing. Not that you deplete yourself in a risky way or unauthorized way, but it's all right to arrive when the Holy Dham is totally depleted from hearty engagement in the Lord's service. And then you'll see, after some time, a week or two, you'll all of a sudden feel your spiritual strength back again, stronger, if you properly utilize your time in Vrindavan for hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, not spacing out. Everything depends on our heart's desire. You have to look in your heart and see what you want. Do you really care for others? Do you really feel for their suffering? Do you really see the hole that you dug for yourself in material life, and how, because of Lord Chaitanya's mercy, you get this rare chance of devotional service? You have to look in your heart and see if you see these things. How much are you willing to sacrifice for Krishna? How much is it worth to you? You'd have to look in your heart and decide that. As you go on in your Krishna conscious life, there will be challenges to your intelligence, because the nature of this material world is to create doubt, and the nature of the Bhagavatam is to create light. The material world is creating darkness, Bhagavatam is creating light. You have to know what to do with your intelligence. My hope is that you all will get a good overview of the expending your energies, rejuvenation picture, and have some experience. That way you'll be wholesome devotees, balanced devotees, devotees who know how to sacrifice with intelligence. Not being a fanatic, but with intelligence. That is my desire. Any questions?
Here, imagine you're reading Sri Yadanath and Krishna book, and that we would have visited Vrindavan, and we were talking to Prabhu Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, who was disrupted, and he was talking to him, and he was sort of like glorifying Krishna's more rigorous, more individualistic. And I was just wondering why you did it. And I just wanted to share with you my actual function of my time for the last time you asked me. What did he know?
He also taught the gopis philosophical knowledge. He taught them love of God is intrinsically mixed with all the energies of the universe. And so actually there's no separation from Krishna. Uddhava is doing what he's supposed to do. He's teaching transcendental knowledge. He's teaching, actually, that there's no separation from Krishna. He's doing his service. Yet at the same time, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda and the gopis, they'll take it in their own way. Uddhava is who he is. He's Krishna's advisor. So he's giving advice, he's giving counsel. And at the same time, he's observing, studying the essence of the Dhamma. And now you all are in your last month of preparation. And then you go to Vrindavan. Most of you, and on to Auckland for establishing the Brahmacharya Ashram there, pushing on the cultivation book distribution. So I'm sure you're eager to get back to it. Simon will be going to Perth, distributing books there. We hope he'll be of great value there. We'll present the message today, telling him that you're coming. Chandidas will man the fort. You can remember this verse by Uddhava because it shows you how strong your intelligence has to be in order to handle challenges. You can strengthen your intelligence by regularly hearing Bhagavatam. You have to understand the nature of this world. It creates challenges to your spiritual advancement. And you have to know how to deal with that. Therefore, Adobe has the responsibility to keep the intelligence strong. Therefore, Bhagavatam is so important. I'm sure you've all experienced that sometimes your mind is harassed by something, your intelligence was shaky, and you just started reading Bhagavatam, and maybe you became stable. Yes. Because Bhagavatam is association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I hope that you all are appreciating your simple life. Krishna, 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 Krishna